Man, we gotta start using Apple Cash.
Okay, why?
It's so easy and convenient. Apple Cash lives in messages.
All right.
So I can pay you in the convos we're already having, not forget a payment, or have money sitting somewhere just collecting dust.
Oh, that is nice.
And then you can use that cash right away and buy stuff, like at a store, with Apple Pay.
I don't have to do all that bank transfer stuff?
Nope. It's just right there. Easy, convenient, and secure.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
See how easy that was? Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you strivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true. Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello and happy Friday. I'm Tracy V. Wilson.
And I'm Holly Fry.
Boy, we talked about a murder this week.
We sure did, with some real sloppy criminals.
Yeah, these were not... of all the planning, like the, you know, if I'm not saying anyone should plan a murder. In fact, please don't.
I beg.
But they did a bad job. They being Thurtell. I really don't think the other two guys were involved in this planning at all. But like, they did not really think anything through. They all did just absurd things afterward with the singing and the ordering the pork for dinner and, I don't know, just renting a gig from the same person over and over on the course of the weekend and returning it bloody one time. Like,
yeah, I don't. I think maybe all of their time in Fight Club had knocked their brains about a bit and they were not capable of critical thinking. That's my guess.
Yeah. Yeah. I was away this past week, and one of the things that we did one day was we just were going to have Regency stuff on the TV all day one day, and we wound up playing through a lot of Bridgerton, which I've watched all of Bridgerton. I have not read the books. I had forgotten about the whole boxing plot line that exists in that show, and I was like, this comes up in that a thing I'm working on.
I have
work.
New context for this.
Yeah, I had just sort of forgotten, which is weird. I mean, that boxing comes up in a lot of fiction of the era, even if it's like not, the book has nothing to do with that. There will be mention of, you know, they were trying to get somewhere and the road was just totally glutted with people who were going to the boxing match, like that kind of stuff.
How delighted am I always when Hogarth comes up?
Yeah.
My man.
There have been several Hogarth mentions lately.
Oh, it makes me want to pull out my Hogarth Doc Martens.
Yeah. As I was compiling research for this, I went and I just sort of bookmarked a ton of different books from, you know, 1823, 1824, right in the time within, you know, a year or two of when all this happened. And I didn't realize until actually getting into them how many of them were the exact same material, just maybe in a different order.
Yeah.
Because, like, a lot of people were like, you know how I bet I can make a little bit of money is if I compile all of the, you know, all of these records and all of these testimonies, I'm just going to put it all into one thing and print it. And maybe I will have some paragraphs of original material that are like, maybe my own eyewitness account of the hanging or whatever.
Right.
a lot. And then after a while, in trying to read just one of them, my brain really just started. I was like, you all don't really have your story straight. This is all happening in a place called the Artichoke.
That's the best part, right?
Yeah, like, you and I don't live in the world where somebody could pull a body from the pond and take it to the nearest inn to have the coroner's inquest right there.
Right.
At the inn. That's just not... I also was thinking about the chain of custody with the murder weapons, because it, like, really was like, these two guys found it by the road. They gave it to their boss. I am not sure if their boss then gave it directly to the magistrate, or if they passed through the hands of someone else first.
Right.
Which is also, you know, not really how ideally it works.
No.
Today.
No, there's a lot of, again, I think maybe Fight Club made them not able to think things through. Be like, everybody knows about this. I didn't even try to conceal the fact that I was stupid. Yeah. I didn't even go to a different town. I just bought at the nearest place to where I was going to kill the guy.
Like, yeah, I just went over to the store and bought sack and a rope.
You know, as you do.
Yeah.
As you do.
I do wish that I had been able to find more information about William Ware, or Weir, however it is that people want to say his name. Because I really found almost nothing. And I'm a lot of stuff today, like real brief encyclopedia type articles, like describe him as a solicitor. And I have not really been able to figure out, like, was he actually a solicitor? He lived at Lion's Inn, which is a place where a solicitor might live. But Lion's Inn had also, like, declined so much in... quality, I guess, is maybe not the exact best word, but he wasn't necessarily a solicitor.
Right.
And when I tried to go back to, like, news reports and stuff like that from the time, I didn't find anything that described him as a solicitor, but I also didn't feel like that was enough to conclusively rule that out.
I mean, here's the bottom line, right? Nothing is enough to conclusively say much of anything about him.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe there are more records somewhere, but I sure did not find them.
Oh, sorry, William Ware. We don't know a lot about you.
I'm Tracy V. Wilson from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Did you know small businesses make up 99.9% of all businesses in the United States? The world is powered by entrepreneurs, and if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks. And every episode, hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres talk to entrepreneurs about how they've grown from the lessons of launching and nurturing a small business, and how they have found success being their own boss. From the excitement of first starting out to finding the right tools and resources to process invoices and payments like QuickBooks Money, you won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels has a stay for any traveler you want to be, with 22 brands and over 7,400 locations. Whether you're a business traveler, a family road tripper, someone who wants to seek out history and maybe make your own, or just planning a quick getaway, Choice Hotels has a stay for any you. Like a Cambria Hotel, where you can be a cocktail connoisseur and sip locally inspired craft beverages at downtown locations in the center of it all. This is a fun way to visit cities with a lot of history and a lot of fun in mind. Or a Radisson Hotel, for all our productivity powerhouses out there. With flexible workspaces and on-site restaurants, you'll get the most out of your work trip. You'll get the coffee, the Wi-Fi, and the work done. And we can't forget about comfort hotels. Imagine you're a family road trip or waking up in your big spacious room and then heading down to a free hot breakfast for the entire family, including waffles. So you'll be well-fed and ready for the day's adventure, even if that's just relaxing. After that, you're spending all afternoon relaxing by the pool. You deserve it. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you. Book directly at choicehotels.com, where travels come true.
Say goodbye to complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping, and say hello to an advantage with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Every business faces challenges, but shipping shouldn't be one of them. So keep things simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges for Saturday deliveries, residential deliveries, or fuel. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there, helping you counter the rising costs of doing business with a budget-friendly alternative. And keep things reliable with on-time ground shipping, ensuring your shipments get to where they need to go while maintaining your hard-earned reputation. USPS Ground Advantage is your ticket to easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. It's the complete delivery service your business needs to rise above the competition. There's never been a better time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. So we talked about six ghost stories this week, and I'm just going to say some of these listener recommendations of these ghost stories were from many, many years ago. I don't know why it took me so long to go, oh, you know what would be really fun for October is like six impossible episodes ghost story edition. So yeah, if you were one of the folks who suggested one of these things several years ago, sorry it took us so long.
These were very fun and made me think of other things.
Yeah.
Obviously. The story of Resurrection Mary immediately made me think, even though the scenario is not quite the same, of the Great Gatsby.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Sure. Since, now I'm blanking on the character's name, but Isla Fisher played her in the movie, gets hit by the car as everything is reaching its climax. And I was like, I wonder if those informed each other at all.
Yeah. There are also a lot of other ghost stories. Like we mentioned the vanishing hitchhiker urban legend, but there are a lot of other named ghosts that are, you know, the ghost of someone who was killed in a car crash or something similar, who tries to hitch a ride with somebody and disappears at one of several places, the place that they died, the place they were buried, their home, any of those. The reason I wound up putting Mako Light on here was initially just like that was a story I heard a lot when I was a kid. And one of the reasons that I heard it a lot was I had this drama teacher who was the drama teacher at my high school and also the director for the summer theater program that I did. And with our summer productions, there would usually be a day at the very, very end of the program where, like, this was part of, like, a summer enrichment program that the school system did. And so there would be a day toward the end where, like, we were already doing our performances, so we weren't really doing rehearsals anymore.
Right.
We had rehearsed, you know, we were going to have a show that evening. We were not going to have a rehearsal. But we were, because this was a, you know, a school system enrichment program, like we were still expected to be there during the day. And so we would just have this day that we sort of took care of chores around the theater and hung out. The teacher, whose name was Maggie Griffin, would tell us her stories about the Mako Light.
Oh, nice.
I remember no details of the Mako Light story. All I remember is like how excited we would be about when it was time to hear about the Mako Light. And it was like, You know, we were all very excited about being in the play. We were all theater kids. Like, that's, we were very into the performance part of it. But like also a bonus side effect of like these last days of our summer theater program was like getting to hear the Mako Light story, which I'm still like, yeah, I don't remember. I remember zero details of anything she said about that.
I believe firmly that Disney Imagineers were very familiar with both the Rotherwood story and the Larnach story.
Oh, yeah.
When they wrote the story for the Disneyland Paris version of Haunted Mansion.
Okay.
First of all, the family name associated with it is not Rotherwood, but Ravenswood.
Okay.
And it features a daughter who has people, suitors who mysteriously die. The story there in the, I really, really love the way Disneyland Paris marries the story of the Haunted Mansion with the story of their Big Thunder Mountain, which is that the man who struck it rich with Big Thunder Mountain in a gold strike, then built the mansion. And mm-hmm. he has since died, and it's his ghost theoretically killing all of these suitors mm-hmm. or husbands. Mm-hmm. And she walks around in her wedding dress looking mm-hmm. for her lost groom. And so I was like, oh, these are, this is a lot of overlap with these yeah. specific stories.
I do not mind the factual discrepancies between the, you know, the ghost story and like when there is, you know, actual fact that it was based on. But I don't mind those factual discrepancies. I did not know the part about the Mako, like the real accident that has so many things in common with the Mako Light ghost story. And I'm just assuming that like that real accident sort of informed that ghost story and like got sort of people messed up details along the way. and like the messed up detail version got off. But like, I was not aware when I sort of put this on the list due to my own nostalgia that I was going to wind up reading about an actual, like there really was an actual train accident that had some similarities with it. You mentioned that if you were spending your first night in a purportedly very haunted mansion, you would do things differently. What would you do?
Hey, y'all, let's be friends. You don't have to leave me alone. We can hang. Show me cool yeah. stuff in the house. That'd be great. I just, you know, they'll be like raccoons, but ghosts. It'll be the same
sure.
thing.
Okay. That works out.
Help me get dressed. It'll be fun. We'll be buddies.
So, yeah, I enjoyed working on these ghost stories. I'm glad that we also have ideas for potential future installments on haunted hotels and then maybe also ghost towns. I didn't look enough into the ghost towns to see how many of the ghost towns have ghost stories
right.
attached to them. I
right.
just put them all on a list that says ghost town. So maybe we'll see at some point in the future. I hope everybody has had a good Friday. And I hope whatever's coming up for your weekend is great. We will be back with a Saturday classic tomorrow. We will have brand new episodes next week. Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, girlfriends. It's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. this time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.